they come to have this kind of belief, or they assert in that way. You know? So that's what we, that's what it's talking about. I call Mahayana Sutra and Hinayana Sutra.
And
it says, and like the Chitta Martins, there are the two parts of the sutras, definitive and interpretive. So if it is a sutra, you know, then as long as it's a sutra, it has to have, it has to be either definitive or the interpretive, just like it is asserted by the Chitta Martins. But the the example or the illustration of the definitive sutra and the interpretive sutra are the same as what has been asserted by the Chitta Martins, then of course it's not. So the, how they are different, you know, is that Chitta Martin school asserts the first 20 of the Will of Dharma and the second 20 of the Will of Dharma to be interpretive, you know, sutra. So according to Chitta Martin school, you know, the first two training of the Will of Dharma are not you know, definitive. You know, it's not accepted as it has been said. You know, it has to be interpreted. So therefore it is called, you know, it's an interpretive, you know, interpretive sutra. And the third turn of the Will of Dharma, which is, you know, which is taught according to the Chitta Martin view, and then they accept that as a definitive sutra. You know, the first turn of, first two turn of the Will of Dharma are interpretive, and then the third turn of the Will of Dharma is the definitive.
Oh yeah.
But in this context, you know, of the Savatantika Madhyamika school, they say the first and the last, first and the third turning of the Will of Dharma is interpretive. First and the third turning of the Will of Dharma is interpretive, and the middle or the second turning of the Will of Dharma has, you know, definitive and interpretive sutra.
And
so in the middle turning of the Dharma, which, you know, which the Savatantika Madhyamika said, there is both interpretive and definitive sutra. So what is the illustration of the interpretive, or sorry, the definitive sutra, you know, in the middle turn of the Will of Dharma, you know, is the sutra, you know, of the perfection of wisdom. So like, you know, the 8,000 verses of the perfection of wisdom sutra. So 8,000 verses of the perfection of wisdom sutra, you know, is you know, is a definitive sutra, so that can be the illustration or the example, you know, of the definitive sutra in the middle turning of the Will of Dharma.
Ta ane sharvini botavo kolo parvare yinaya thandeji dores ane rajya bolila sharvini botachini vakhele mamare.
And but the Har Sutra, like the Har Sutra, you know, is in thought in the, you know, in the middle turning of the Will of Dharma, but it is not a definitive. So the Har Sutra is not accepted, you know, as a definitive sutra in Savatantrika Madhyamika school.
Kare selana, 네든지 도마레 당든지 도레스 라고야 가레스나 혀로니 미노라 뭐 품봉 아와다 달라야 랑진지 동바나마 양타바 제스 다고세 랑진지 동발라야 레스 랑진지 동발라야 우리 아니 가레 랑근이 되게 동발라기 요레스 자 랑근이 되게 동발 언제 바 코랑 걸로 캠 밀레 바 있어 아니 혀로니 보다 지지 뭐 말해서
So that's because in the Heart Sutra, you know, all the five aggregates also empty of inherently existing, you know, empty of inherently existing. So that is not asserted by the Saptantika Madhyamaka school. It says when it's empty of inherently existing, then it's also empty of existing from its own side. You know, so that, you know, because that is not accepted, you know, by the Saptantika Madhyamaka, therefore it says it's not a definitive sutra.
Mm-hmm.
So when it says, you know, also all the five aggregates are empty of true and empty of an inherent existence, so that all the five aggregates are empty of empty of inherent existence. So that sentence or that statement itself, you know, it's like the contents or the condensed or brief version of the Heart Sutra. So then when you expand that, you know, then that becomes, you know, the extensive, you know, the version of the sutra. You can expand on that, right? So when that, you know, the brief version, and so that is, you know, when it explained in briefly, you know, you can just say that also all the five aggregates are empty of inherent existence. So when you say that, that gives the condensed or the brief explanation of the Heart Sutra. You know, so when that you know itself, you know, clearly says that it is empty of inherent existence, so that cannot be, you know, accepted by the Savatantika Madhyamikas.
Ranjinji tomba namba sik tsik tela nambi jya mugawa chik gogoryas. Kandil rwa ranjinji tomba namba tawa sik tela tsik nambi maja wa saha nanji kele tomu ya maare sik. Ranjinji rwa pumbo nga wata da de ranjinji tomba namba yang taba jis tawa sik tela. Chita ranjinji tomba namba tawa sik tela nambi jya mna mato. Pumbo ranjinji tomba yana pumbo mea gogoryas.
So like, you know, when it says it's empty of inherent existence, should see it, you know, as empty of inherent existence, so then it is not definitive. And if it's definitive, then it has to be accepted just as it is said, just as it is worded. You know, so how it is worded is empty of inherent existence, so that is how it is worded. And if you accept that, then that will become, you know, same as saying there's no, you know, there's no aggregates, you know, because if there is no inherently existing aggregate, then there's no aggregate, you know. So to that word, you know, which says there's no inherently existing, you know, there's no inherently existing, you know, five aggregates, then that has to be interpreted, that has to be explained further, you know, by adding more words. So therefore, it is interpretive. It's not definitive. So in that, you know, that line, what you have to add, you know, more, it is as true existing. It's inherently existing truly. Something like that. So truly inherently existing. Yeah, so you have to add that. You know. It's not empty of inherently existing, but empty of existing truly inherently from its own side, like I say.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the next thing. So, the next thing is that 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 the next thing
is so because it is not, you know, because it has to, you have to add or interpret it, you know, so therefore it is not definitive, you know, it's not. You know, as it is worded, you know, it's not accepted as it's worded. So therefore, it is not definitive and it is interpretive. But you know, it is you know the because but it is a profession of wisdom sutra.
간제 라지 빌루라와 이제지 도이 세니 샤용디 또니니 데데지 또 오치네 템베스 다치니 데 켈랑도 그는 도스라고요 뭐 또니니 데데지 또 오치 또니니 데데지 또 오치네 템베 직당 다치니 데 켈랑도 뭐 니까지 고요
So in Savatantika Madhyamika school, the definition of the definitive sutra is that which explains the sutra, that which explains emptiness, and is accepted as it is worded. Just as it sound, you know, just as it sound or just as it is worded. So that is the definition of the, you know, which doesn't need an interpretation. So interpretation. So which can be accepted just as, you know, it's worded. So that is the definition of the definitive sutra. So it has to be both. It has to explain about emptiness and it has to be accepted as it is worded, right? In the case of the Heart Sutra, it is a sutra that explains about emptiness, but it is not accepted as it is worded, so therefore it is not definitive sutra.
Yāne kolo tāmbī nānsi, dījī mṛtāpa tēmī ndō yā. Rāvān kolo tāmbī nānsi, dījī mṛtāpa tēmī ndō tē, dījī mṛtāpa rēs. Tī yīnsā, dācī jīmbātā rē. Yīnā yīn tōnyī ngītē tējī tōchī nē tēmī ndō mā rē. Tī yīnsā, tē ngītē jīdō kēlē kumā rē.